This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Return to me. Oh, what good news we have here as we even doing the communion today. David says, I must go to him, but he will not return to me. David had hope in the resurrection that he will see this child again. And that's what Jesus is asking us. Believeth thou this? Do you believe that Jesus has the power over death? You see, Jesus is not only the God of the mountain. He is also the God of the valley. We must make sure that we are trusting in Him. In our difficult times, we must trust Him. Now, as we talk about trusting Him, what does that mean? Trusting Him means this. Luke 13:3 says this, I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. True belief in Christ includes repentance. They're on the same coin. We must come to the Lord and admit that we're sinners. Just like the thief on the cross when he was telling Jesus he deserved what he got. But then Jesus, when he recognized who Jesus was, Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Do you recognize who Jesus is? That he is the Son of God, that he is the resurrection and the life. You must simply submit yourselves unto him and believe in him and receive him into your heart. The message that we received from David is clear. We must release our loved ones unto the Lord. That doesn't mean forgetting about them, but we must get our minds in the frame that we must move on. As David got up, dressed, fed himself, and then he moved on and saying that he must go to him, but he shall not return to me. So I want to encourage those that has lost a loved one is to let them go and remember that you're going to see them again. So as we prepare for our communion, the message was short today as we're doing our communion, but it was move on. We have to let it go and we have to move on because God doesn't want us sorrowing here and grieving. He wants us to let people know who He is. Now, if we say we believe in Christ and we're falling apart all the place, we're not going to give the people hope. God comforts us with His Word so that we can comfort other people. So I thank God for this message. It has helped me because I, to be honest, was selfish, saying, woe is me, woe is that. But when I thought about my wife, LaTwanya, oh man, the shift changes. I stopped being all this grieved and bottled down. She is in a place where there's no more pain, no more sorrow, and it is in the very presence of God. I released her into God. And man, I tell you, the change is so much better. Now, do I miss her presence? Yes, thoughts are running through my mind, the memories, the good times. But man, when I stop being selfish and think about her, oh, the difference it makes. Because I know she is in the very presence of God. Oh, what a place to be. So I want to encourage those to release them. Let them go. You're going to go to them if they're saved. And if you're saved.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.